So is social networking a responsible party in this case of a young Rutgers freshman who committed suicide? Or is it the person that took the sex tape and put it online? Or is it society in general on how so much is relied upon social networking, whether it's Facebook, MSN, you name it, you can go through it, texting. God, who doesn't spend all day texting? Not me. According to an article at the New York Post, a shy Rutgers freshman was so humiliated when two cruel classmates secretly streamed live video of his gay encounter that he leaped to his death from the George Washington Bridge. Jumping off the bridge now, sorry, Tyler Clemente, who was 18, posted on his Facebook page just 8 minutes before he plunged on September 22nd. Clemente's suicide led to a swift criminal probe and arrest of his roommate, Darun Ravi, and fellow freshman Molly Y for their alleged vile voyeurism. NYPD Harbor cops yesterday pulled the body of a young man from the water. Of course, this goes back to the 22nd. Off of Manhattan's northern tip, and police officers suspect that it was that of Clemente, a quite highly talented violinist from Ridgewood, New Jersey. I don't know. You know, you got to take this for what it is. I'm glad that the authorities have stepped in and made arrests. It's tragic that this young man took his own life. And is social networking like Facebook that important to people that they have to destroy someone by putting on a tryst or an encounter on there, knowing that it will embarrass him? Was it a joke? Was it cruel? Was it whatever? I think it's all of the above. And I think those that do spend a lot of time social networking need to think of the big consequences. And for God's sakes, parents, watch and see what your children are doing, especially when it comes to these social network sites. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.